We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Here is our top local story. Will the distance learning deal between the LAUSD and the Los Angeles Teachers Union get a thumbs up from the school board?
And it is an all-important vote, and it is down to the wire because the school year virtually, potentially, of course, many people believe it will be a yes vote, but does start next week. And there have been many parents who have expressed some puzzlement over exactly how it will work, one offering this suggestion.
Record the live lessons so that parents have the flexibility to go back and watch them later if they had Wi-Fi or childcare issues, or just to review the materials. We want to be a partner. Please include the parents.
The distance learning plan was hammered out between UTLA, the teachers union, and the superintendent. Now the school board has its chance to vote yes or no on the deal just ahead of the virtual school year. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom will speak at the virtual Democratic National Convention next week. Politico reporting that Governor Newsom will talk on the final night, which is the same as when Joe Biden will formally accept the nomination and give his big speech. Political communications expert and USC professor Dan Schnoor tells KNX Newsom has been recognized nationally as being particularly aggressive in criticizing President Trump.
And on a night in which the party's nominee is likely to be offering a more positive message, having another speaker who is more critical of the incumbent president might be a good way of complimenting that evening's program.
Schnoor says he's not sure of Newsom's ambitions beyond being governor of California, but says there's no question this can't hurt him to be seen by a national audience. An L.A. city leader is seeking to create a $100 million wage replacement program. This would help small businesses affected by the pandemic for them to rehire their employees. Councilman David Rue, whose district has been hit hard with job losses, introduced the motion that would use the funds from the Federal CARES Act. He says the local economy is at risk of collapse if people aren't kept on the payroll and small businesses aren't supported. If passed, the measure would establish a citywide program that would work similarly to the federal Paycheck Protection Program. Geologists say the recent earthquake swarm in the Salton Sea area is increasing the chance of a big earthquake on the San Andreas, but it's still relatively low. U.S. Geological Survey research geophysicist, that's Morgan Page, she tells KNX the odds of a magnitude 7 or greater hitting in the next week are about 1 in 100.
1% is a low number for a week. On the other hand, a typical week, your chance of a magnitude 7 in that area would be 1 in 10,000. So it's a big change in the probability from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 100, but it's still overall kind of a small number.
The largest quake from this recent swarm was a 4.6. That was yesterday morning. Page says these swarms are common in the area, with the last one happening back in 2016. She says they usually last about a week. California's earthquake early warnings will be a standard feature on all Android phones bypassing the need for users to download the state MyShake app in order to receive these alerts. The governor's Office of Emergency Services, working with Google, the maker of Android phones, to build the quake alert into all the phones that run the operating system. This technology is designed to take data from seismic sensors and send warnings to potentially affected areas. if projected shaking is at a certain level of intensity. An investigation is now underway after five people were shot outside a warehouse in the Harbor Gateway neighborhood this morning. Police believe the shooting happened at an illegal party at the warehouse along Loch Ness Avenue. LAPD officer Drake Madison tells KNX the five shooting victims are expected to survive.
There were at least two shooters, because they did find a couple of guns, it seemed. There was a gang party at the location. A fight broke out, and that's what ultimately culminated into a shooting. I heard that there were at least 100 or 200 people there, yes.
Now, people inside the warehouse told investigators they heard arguing outside and then multiple gunshots. Police say the owner of the warehouse is cooperating with the investigation, saying he thought the facility was being rented for a video production. The Arcadia School District is asking for the public's help to track down suspects who vandalized several of its campuses by reporting them to the police. In a message to the entire community, district officials say the vandals have caused a lot of damage, broken into buildings, stolen school property, and left behind offensive graffiti despite improved security measures at campuses across the city. ICE is facing allegations that it refused to let detainees be tested for COVID-19 at the immigration center, despite receiving nearly 2,000 test kits. This is in Adelanto. The ACLU has filed with the court, asking it to force ICE to follow guidelines for the Centers for Disease Control to test those who report symptoms. The ACLU says evidence found through the discovery phase for another case revealed a number of violations of CDC guidelines. The civil rights group called the agency's alleged refusal medically and morally repugnant.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.